So what can we kind of expect from the weather today?
The prediction for the weather is the yellow weather warning is from this afternoon through to Tuesday and possibly into Wednesday. So we have all the crews ready on standby. We have our local teams ready on standby, and we're working with local district councils as well for their resource, because one of the things that's quite helpful from our point of view is that if there's a lot of snow on the ground, for example, dust crews, etc., can't get out there, so they're able to assist on the ground with us.
But what kind of work can we expect them to see you guys doing out on the road then?
Our priority is to keep the strategic routes clear. So we have our primary salting routes that we will be out and about making sure that they're treated. If they're covered in snow, we have snowplows attached to clear the snow as well. So they are our priority. From there, we work onto a district basis. So we then have local plans that we can then deal with, where there's doctor's surgeries, hospitals, areas of old people's homes, etc., etc. So we have a priority list per district that will then be worked through as well.
And once you've obviously kind of put those measures in place and everything, what are you hoping the driving conditions are going to be like for road users?
That's really the $64 million question, isn't it? Really, it's so unpredictable, and also where that snow will fall throughout the period. Some areas could have a lot, some could have not a little, or not a lot really. So it's making sure that we prioritise those areas that are hit the worst to make sure we deal with those.
What would be kind of the best advice you'd give to people using roads in Kent?
Really, it's to people to keep an eye on the weather forecast, keep an eye on the conditions. Also, I mean, they can look at our Gritter Twitter, where we give live updates on what we're doing across the county. Because the worst thing is, yes, there might be some areas that haven't really got a lot, so somebody will set off on a journey thinking, oh, there's not a lot out there, but may go a few miles down the road where there is a lot of snow and could cause problems. So it's making sure that people allow extra time where possible, making sure that they've got warm clothes and supplies in their cars, so that if, for example, there is a problem and they've got long delays and it's cold out there. Also making sure they've got plenty of screen wash. That's always a thing people forget, because all the salt on the road tends to really muck up your windscreen. So it's making sure simple things like that people do take care of.